morning, everybody. Let's pray real fast before we start worship.
我们先开始祷告。
Dear Jesus, we just say we love you so much, God. We just want to worship you this morning, God, spirit and truth.
Thank you, Father.
With honest hearts, Lord Jesus, just right before you, Lord God. Thank you that you are here with us. And we just want to get close to you this morning, God.
Melody.
Yeah.
I'll raise a hallelujah.
Praise, I raise.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes. Spirit louder.
Jesus.
Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder.
I'm gonna sing.
And I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Sing right to Jesus.
Praise a hallelujah.
Oh my. Yeah.
Praise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody.
I love to hear. I love to see. my ear the sweetest name on earth.
It's on the ground.
Okay. All right. Good morning.
大家早.
Amen. It's good to be with you again this morning.
实在很高兴跟大家在一起。
Well, let's pray.
让我们先一起祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for your presence in this place this morning, Jesus.
主为了你造成的同在，我们感谢你。
So God, I just pray that you would stir your Holy Spirit up within each one of us.
求你在我们的里面感动我们。
And just activate within us just a heart that will run after you, God, that will seek after you.
启动更多的心，要来跟随你。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
我们感谢你, 主耶稣。
Thank you. Just bless these words of your scriptures and help me, God, to just share them the way you would have me, just as an expression of your heart, Lord. Just be with the words of my mouth this morning in Jesus' name.
祝福你自己的话语, 用我的口说出你想要说的话, 奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
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 I want to talk to you this morning about intercession, intercessory prayer.
今天早晨想跟大家分享的是代祷这个题目。
If you have, how many of us have a husband or wife here?
多少在座的是有先生或者太太的。
Children?
有儿女的。
Maybe you're a boss over co-workers?
或者你是做老板的。
In the area that you have responsibility,
就是说你有某一种的责任的,
you are called to be an intercessor.
你若是有任何责任的角色, 那你就被神呼召, 要来做一个代祷的人。
If you have a husband, you need to pray for your husband. You're an intercessor for him. Amen?
你需要为你的配偶来祷告。
If you have a wife, you need to pray for.
有先生的, 有太太的, 都需要。
Your children, you should pray for them. Amen?
有儿女的, 你需要为儿女们祷告。
If you're an employer, you have a company, you have employees underneath you, you need to pray for your employees. Amen?
你是做主管的, 或者是你公司的老板, 你需要为你的雇员祷告。
If we don't pray for them,
如果我们不为这些人祷告,
who will?
谁会呢?
Amen?
Amen吗?
It's a very, very important calling that God has drawn us into this act of intercession.
这是非常重要代祷者的角色，是神在我们身上设立的。
And we're familiar, aren't we, with the idea of Jesus being our intercessor.
我们都很习惯知道说耶稣是我们的代祷者。
And because Jesus is within us,
因为主耶稣住在我们里面,
sooner or later we will find ourselves being moved by His Spirit of intercession to pray for someone else.
迟早我们就发现住在里面的耶稣会带我们到个地步我们为别人祷告。
And so the way I like to put it is you cannot lead
所以我必须强调说我们不可能带领任何人
where you don't intercede
若是我们不为我们所带领的人祷告。
I don't know how that translates in Chinese
我不知道中文是怎么翻的。
But if you are called to leadership in any capacity
若是你有一个带领者的角色
You're called to intercede. Amen?
那你就有一个神来的呼召，叫你为你所带领的代祷。
Now, how do we define intercession?
那我们怎么定义代祷这个词?
Intercessory prayer is praying not for ourselves.
代祷呢，就是不是为自己的需要祷告。
But praying in behalf of somebody else's needs. Amen.
乃是站在别人的地位为他来祷告。
We understand this, but I want to talk to you this morning about 8 different activities. Related to intercession.
今天早晨我要跟各位分享的就是代祷者的八方面。
And it's important that we look at the scriptures about these.
而且我们一起来看神的话怎么说。
Because as we see the prophets or we see different individuals interceding for someone,
当我们看到先知或任何人为别人祷告的时候,
we get a picture of what is happening when we intercede for other people.
我们就能够看到说当我来为别人祷告的时候应该是怎样。
Amen?
Amen吗?
First and foremost, our ability to intercede for anybody else
最重要的是, 我们如果有能代祷的能力,
is built on the intercessory ministry of Jesus.
完全是根基于在主耶稣他自己代祷的职事上。
The only way that we have authority to intercede and pray for other people effectively
我们若是能够有任何办法替别人有效地代祷,
is because Jesus has already won the victory in intercession. Amen?
完全是因为主耶稣已经为我们得胜了。
Jesus interceded for us.
主耶稣为我们代祷。
Jesus took our hurt, our pain, our guilt upon himself.
他把我们所有的痛苦，我们的罪恶担待他自己的身上。
He became a substitute for the penalty that we should have suffered. Amen?
我们所当受的，他都承担了。
That is an intercessory act.
这个行为 就是一个代祷者的行为。
In fact, the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus ever lives to make intercession on our behalf. Amen?
是的, 所以在希伯来书说到, 他是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司, 一直在神面前为我们代求。
And because Jesus has won the victory on the cross,
因为主在十架上得胜了,
there is nothing, because, and we have put our faith in Jesus,
而且我们将我们的信心放在主的身上,
the way is clear. There's nothing between us and the Father. He has won the victory for us. And that victory gives you authority and victory to pray for one another. Amen?
Amen?
And I know you understand this. But it's good to remember, amen? We're not doing this in our own strength. It's not our authority, not our ability, not our power, it's His. Amen? It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that groans within us. Amen? The Holy Spirit that helps us know how to pray even when we don't quite understand everything. Amen? If you are filled with the Holy Spirit in right relationship with God, you have authority to make a difference in the people's lives around you.
You have power.
The power of God to make a difference in your children's lives. In your husband, wife, your family's lives.
Amen?
Prayer is not our idea. It's God's idea. God says, ask me.
神说你们寻求的,
seek.
你们寻求的, 你们开口的,
knock.
你们敲门的,
whatsoever you ask, the Father will give you.
你们祈求的就得着的。
When we come in the name and authority of Jesus Christ that has already made the way. Amen?
若是我们靠着耶稣基督的名来到神面前,
are you asking?
我们有没有向主求?
James tells us you have not.
雅各书说到你们没有,
because you ask not.
因为你没有求,
is your family going without things that they need because you're not asking God?
你的家人是不是有什么缺乏,
is your relationship with your, in your marriage or your children,
你婚姻中的关系, 你跟儿女的关系,
something less than God wants it to be?
是不是在一个, 没有达到神所希望的一个情形里。
For no other reason that you, than you just haven't asked for it.
有的时候仅仅是因为我们从来没有为这些事祷告过。
Amen? Are you asking?
所以问题是你有没有求?
There's nothing between us and the Father as we put our faith in Jesus.
当我们相信主的时候, 就没有什么事拦阻我们来到父神面前。
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
Are we praying?
我们有没有祷告?
Are we asking?
我们有没有向主求?
Do we see a situation with our children that we'd like to see changed?
我们跟儿女中间有关系上有了问题, 我们希望有改进。
God says ask.
神说你就向我求。
Is there something going on in your community that you would like to see changed? Your nation that you would like to see changed?
在你所在的生活圈里, 在你所在的国家里, 你有没有希望看到改变?
God says ask.
神说你要求啊。
Is there something going on inside your body?
你的身上有没有什么状况是你觉得有问题?
A sickness, an illness.
一个疾病在你身上。
God says ask.
神说向我求。
Amen?
祈求。
Amen?
阿们吗?
First, the first act of intercession I want to talk about.
在代祷的第一个方面是
intercessors.
一个代祷者,
they carry people into the presence of God.
他们把那些有需要的人带到神的同在中。Amen?
Amen. Do you realize that most of the miracles in the Gospels
你有没有注意到在福音书里面大部分的奇迹
were aided
都是怎么样?
By the help of an intercessor.
都是因为有一个代祷者的参与。
There were so many people
有很多的人
that could not see to find their way to Jesus.
他们找不到到主耶稣面前的路。
But they had a friend
但常常
that carried them there. Amen?
他们都有一个朋友把他们带去。
So many people that could not hear the good news of Jesus.
很多人没有办法听见主耶稣的好消息。
But they had a friend that heard that message and carried them to Jesus.
但是他们都有一个朋友关心他们把他们带到耶稣面前。
So many people that didn't have two strong legs to walk into the presence of Jesus.
有很多人他们是瘸腿的,他们自己走不到耶稣面前。
But they had a friend that picked them up and carried them there. Amen?
但他们四周有人把他们扶起来带到主那里去。
Mark chapter 2.
在马可福音第二章,
there's a man that is a paralytic.
那里有一个瘫痪的人,
he needed to get into the presence of Jesus.
他需要来到主面前,
but there was a great crowd. You remember the story,
你们记得这个故事,
right?
对不对? 因为很多人都拥挤着耶稣,
but he had four friends
但是呢, 他有四个好朋友,
that picked him up.
把他 扛起来,
and took him to Jesus.
放在担子上,
why? Because he couldn't get to Jesus by himself.
Amen?
They knocked on the front door. The place was packed. It was filled with people. They wanted to get their friend to Jesus. I'm sure they picked him up and went around the back door.
Amen?
Couldn't get in the back door. It's filled with people. Amen? Went around to the window, looked in the window. Still couldn't get him to Jesus. Amen? This is what intercession looks like. When you have a friend that you need to get to Jesus. Somebody that doesn't understand the gospel. You've preached it over and over and over again.
一直对他们分享,
and for one reason or another, they're not getting it.
无论是什么原因,
you pick them up and take them to Jesus in prayer.
Amen?
You remember the story? What did those intercessors do? They crawled up on the roof. They literally tore a hole in the roof to get their friend into the presence of Jesus. And do you remember what the scripture says? Jesus says he saw the lame man's faith.
圣经怎么说的？是说主耶稣看见这个瘫痪人的信心吗？
No, he saw their faith.
而是看到他的朋友们的信心。
How many of us knock once or twice, but we can't get there? There's something in the way.
很多时候我们有多少人在祷告的时候，我们觉得我们试了一次、两次，好像都没有办法通过去。
Maybe we run around the back door, but still can't get in there. There's something still in the way.
我们无论怎么祷告，跑到前门后门，还是祷告不通。
But we leave discouraged, giving up. We confuse a delayed answer to prayer for a denied answer. We give up so easily, don't we? Jesus says, ask.
但是主耶稣说, 祈求的, 就必得着。
Some people need you to pray, to use your voice for them because they don't have their own voice.
有很多人需要你站在他们的位置上祷告，因为他们自己不会祷告。
Some people do not understand the good news well enough yet.
因为他们对福音的认识还不够。
Their faith is not activated yet.
所以他们的信心还没有启动。
So they don't even understand how to cry out for God's help.
所以他们完全不知道怎么样向神发出呼求。
Amen?
Amen吗?
Have you ever been in that situation?
你有没有在那种处境之中?
Where you were so discouraged you didn't even feel like praying?
你觉得很沮丧, 你觉得你根本都不能祷告,
you're just giving up.
你就放弃了,
I've done that before, just didn't even want to pray.
我也曾经是这样,
in those moments, those people need a friend that will pray for them. Amen?
在那种光景之中,
Proverbs 31 verse 8. It's an interesting verse that reminds us of this principle. Proverbs 31 verse 8. It says, open your mouth.
他说, 开你的口,
or intercede.
或者说代祷,
for the mute.
替那个 耳聋的,
those unable to speak for themselves, for their rights of all who are left desolate and defenseless.
Amen.
There are people that need you to use your voice because they don't have a voice. They may be hurt or discouraged. They may be afraid. And they need somebody to use their voice to cry out to God. Amen?
在这种时候, 他们需要有人用他们的声音为他们祷告。
Matthew 8:16. Let's look at a few more of these verses before we move on.
马太福音第八章十六节,
when evening had come,
到了晚上,
when things were getting dark,
你看,天黑了,进入黑暗了,
they brought to him many who were demon-possessed.
有人带着许多被鬼附的,
and he cast out the spirits with the word,
主耶稣只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去,
and he healed all who were sick.
并且治好了一切有病的人。
How did those people get freed from a demonic power, a stronghold of darkness?
那些人是怎么样从魔鬼的权势里被释放的?
How did they get healed in their physical body?
他们的疾病是怎样得医治的呢?
They brought to him
有人,
those people.
有人把他们带到耶稣那里。
Somebody that cared enough about their friends, somebody that loved their friend enough to pick them up and carry them to Christ when they couldn't get there by themselves. Amen?
因为他们有爱他们关心他们的人, 愿意把他们抬起来带到主面前。
Matthew 12:22.
在马太福音12章22节,
then one was brought to him.
有一个人被鬼附着,
one was brought to him. Are you listening?
有人将一个被鬼附的,
he didn't come himself. Somebody brought him.
这个人不是自己来,
who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him so that the blind mute man both spoke and saw.
他是又瞎又哑的人, 耶稣就医治他, 甚至那哑巴又能说话又能看见。
This is such a great example. This man was demonized. He had a stronghold in his life.
这里很清楚, 这个人是被魔鬼所捆绑的。
That caused him a physical problem.
捆绑到一个地步, 连他的身体都受亏损。
He was blind, both blind and mute, not because he had a physical infirmity,
所以他的又瞎又哑, 不是他身体上有疾病,
but because the enemy had a stronghold on his life.
乃是因为仇敌在他身上有一个坚固的营垒。
But once a friend picked him up and carried him to Jesus,
但是当有人愿意把他扶持起来带到主面前的时候,
that spirit was broken off,
那个邪灵就被打,
and then the physical sickness left. Amen?
所以这个身上的疾病就离开他了。
See, this is why we can't just tell people, oh yeah, you just pray to Jesus for yourself and God will fix it for you.
所以我们不要只告诉人说, 哦, 你就自己祷告, 神就会解决你的问题。
A lot of times that's true.
很多时候这样是对的。
But there are some people that are in such a bad spiritual condition,
但是有的时候有人是在极大的, 属灵的捆绑里,
they just can't get into the presence for to Jesus by themselves.
他们凭自己是没有办法进到主的同在。 They
won't, if it depends on them going, they will never get there because they're in such a bad state.
因为他们在这个非常糟糕的状况里, 凭着他们自己永远不能自己来到神面前。
Freedom and healing will not come until somebody else picks them up and carries them to Jesus.
所以释放和医治的恩典永远临不到他们，除非有人愿意把他们带到主面前。
Do you have somebody that is in such a bad situation? They are so discouraged. They are so afraid. They've been so hurt in the past that even though you tell them to go to Christ over and over again, they just can't get there.
你有没有认识什么人，他过去受的伤那么的厉害，让他这么下沉，这么软弱，不论你怎么样跟他说，他不能凭自己来到主面前。
Are you praying for them?
那我的问题是，你有没有为他祷告？
Jesus says, ask me and I'll do it.
主耶稣向我说，向我求，我就做。
Amen. We've all had those people in our life that we've talked to about the good news, the gospel.
我们常常向我们四周的人分享福音，不是吗？
Hurting people, discouraged people, we tell them about the goodness of Jesus.
特别那些软弱沮丧的人，我们告诉他们耶稣的事。
We tell them to go to the Lord and trust God and He will fix it.
我们鼓励他们到主面前来，要相信主，他会帮助你。
Over and over and over we tell them.
我们屡次再三地告诉他们。
Month after month,
一个月都过去了,
sometimes year after year,
甚至一年过去了,
they stay in that same situation,
他们的光景完全没有改进,
and we grow frustrated and impatient with them.
连我们自己都变得不耐烦，变得沮丧。
Amen?
Amen吗?
You ever been impatient with a friend you were trying to tell about Jesus?
你有没有告诉跟你朋友传福音到个地步，你都觉得很放弃了。
And we don't say this, but inside we're going, why won't you just believe the good news?
在我们心里可能呐喊说，你为什么就不相信福音呢？
Just turn your heart to God and He'll help you, right?
就把你的心转向主，他会帮助你的。
And then we get frustrated and we blame them.
然后我们就很沮丧，我们就反过来怪他们。
And God asks,
神就问我们,
have you prayed for them?
你有没有为他祷告？
A lot of times we will complain about them,
很多时候我们花时间在那里抱怨,
talk about them,
或者谈论,
to all the wrong people,
说四周人的问题,
but have we prayed for them? Amen?
但是我们没有花时间为他们祷告。
So intercessors, they pick up somebody and help them get to Jesus.
一个代祷者是会把人带到主耶稣。
This has helped me so much in staying consistent in intercession, this picture.
这些景象不断地帮助我知道如何代祷。
We have friends that are stuck over here.
我们有朋友是卡在这个地方。
That need to get to Jesus over here.
他们需要来到主耶稣的面前。
And in prayer, we need just to pick them up.
借着代祷，我们就把他举起来。
And carry him to Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
There's a gap between where God is and where they are. And God has called us to stand in the gap and to carry them to where He's at. Amen?
Amen?
We need to pray for them and speak for them and care for them. Amen?
我们需要关心他们，为他们代祷，站在他们的位置代求。
We need to care for them when they don't even care about themselves.
虽然他们自己都没有那么关心他们自己，我们需要更关心他们。
Now, how do we do that?
那我们怎么这么做呢?
The Spirit of Jesus, the intercessory heart of Jesus is within each and every one of His believers. Amen?
耶稣基督的灵，那个代祷者的灵，在我们每一个人的里面。
This is what the Holy Spirit does. He yearns and prays and longs to see redemption and salvation poured out on people. Intercessors, number two. Intercessors appeal on behalf of people that are in danger of God's judgment.
一个代祷者，他站在神面前，为那些面对神审判的人代祷。
Now, are you listening to me this morning?
你们仔细听,
we don't like to talk about the judgment of God.
我们不太喜欢谈论神的审判。
But Jesus was an intercessor in behalf of our needs. Amen?
主耶稣是站在我们的需要上做我们的代祷者，不是吗?
Each and every one of us at one time was in danger of judgment.
在座的每一位曾经在时间里有一个时刻，你是面对神审判的危险。
The penalty and wages of sin were hanging over our head when we were in unbelief. Amen?
当我们不信主的时候，那个罪的工价，那个代价是在我们头上的。
And even before we even thought about seeking God,
在我们还没有想到要寻求神的。
Jesus died on the cross.
主就已经在十字架上为我们舍命。
He interceded for us.
他站在一个代祷者的地位。
To make a way, once we put our faith in him, to have that judgment removed. Amen?
他站在那个代替者的位置。
Amen?
把自己的生命舍了，为我们开了一条路到神面前。
You remember Abraham?
记得亚伯拉罕吗？
That when God told him that judgment was coming to Sodom and Gomorrah,
当主神告诉他他要审判索多玛俄摩拉的时候
and he had a nephew, Lot, and his family were living in that city.
他有一个侄子罗德住在那个城市里
And what did Abraham do?
所以亚伯拉罕就做什么
He began to intercede.
他就开始代求了
God have mercy.
他说神啊有怜悯啊
Give them a little more time.
再给他们一点时间
He kept appealing to God.
他一直为他向他们为了他们向神求
He was standing in the gap.
他站在那个距离的里面。
When the judgment of God was coming, threatening to be visited upon those people in Sodom and Gomorrah,
当神的审判要临到索多玛、俄摩拉的人民的时候
，Abraham stood up.
亚伯拉罕就站起来。
Between God and those people that needed salvation,
站在神和那些需要拯救的人当中。
And Abraham says, "Wait, Lord, give them time. Have mercy on them." Amen.
神啊，等一等，给他们再给他们一点时间，求你怜悯他们。
Some of us in this room know have loved ones, have children, have friends that are in danger of suffering the consequences of their own bad choices. Amen.
在座的各位，我相信我们都有家人或朋友，他们还不认识主，所以他们要自己面对自己的罪恶所带来的结果。
And they need a little more time to make a good decision, put their faith in Jesus.
他们还需要有点时间，让他们有机会明白福音，将他们的信心放在主身上。
They need a loved one, a friend, a brother, a sister that will stand in the gap.
他们需要有一个爱他的，无论是家人或朋友，站在他们的地位。
That will stand between them and the Lord.
愿意站在他们和主之间。
And say, God have mercy, amen.
呼求说神啊请你怜悯
Give them time to turn and change their heart and mind, amen.
主啊给他们机会回转
I'm telling you, this topic of the judgment of God is not a popular one in our nation today.
在我们的国家里神的审判这个题目是不被人所喜欢的
if we deny the reality of the judgment of God against sin,
但是若是我们不承认他们必须面对自己罪的结果的审判
and against sinners,That willfully embrace it.
然后我们没有告诉他们这个危险的审判。
Our heart of intercession will not be activated fully.
若我们没有这个清楚的了解，我们那个代求的心就不容易被完全启动。
If we do not understand that they are in eternal danger.
若是我们自己都不了解那个永远审判的危险。
More than likely, we will not lift our voice and say, "God, have mercy and give them time."
那我们就很难真的从我们的心里带着负担向神呼求，给他们时间怜悯他们。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So some of us don't like to look at these things.
很多时候我们不喜欢讨论这些。
We close our eyes and we close our ears. We don't want to hear about that message about the wages of sin or death.
对于罪的工价就是死这个题目，我们常常回避，不愿意面对。
But when we close our eyes and ears to that message,
但是当我们这样回避不面对的时候
，we close our heart to our friends that need salvation.
我们对于我们朋友需要救恩的那个负担也关闭了。
We close our mouth of intercession that God says, "Open up and cry out to me."
我们会因此呢不会开口向神祷告，而神却说向我祈求。
Amen.
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 We're living in troubling times.
我们活在一个非常混乱的时代。
People are making bad choices today like never before.
我们四周的人在做许多错误的选择，远超过以往。
We're living in a dark time.
我们活在一个非常黑暗的时代里。
People are calling evil good.
人称恶为善。
They're calling the righteousness of God, the good things of God, evil.
他们却称神的公义和神的良善是邪恶。
They're wanting to take away our ability and freedom to preach the word of God as it is written.
他们要不准，他们逐渐要夺取我们传扬神的话的自由。
And they don't want us to talk.
他们不要我们谈论主。
About man's need for a savior and deliverance and forgiveness from sin.
不要我们谈到人的罪、人的需要和神的拯救和释放。
Amen.
Amen.
We must be a praying people.
因此我们必须做祷告的人。
We must stand in the gap and intercede.
我们必须站在破口代求。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to be fully activated in our life.
我们必须要求圣灵在我们的生命里完全的启动。
You will never warn your neighbor.
你从来没有警告过你四周的人。
With your mouth.
你从来没有发声警告过他们。
If you don't first intercede in the prayer closet.
若是你不先在那个隐秘处来代求。
Amen? A lot of times we urge one another, oh, preach, talk about the good news.
很多时候我们彼此鼓励说啊，去传福音。
But we won't even pray when we're by ourselves.
但是我们一个人的时候我们从来没有为传福音这件事祷告。
If you won't pray in your own closet,
若是我们在隐秘处没有这样祷告,
you probably won't cross the street to tell somebody about Jesus.
那你就很难真的有那个走到对面邻居家里去跟他分享福音的行动。
Every good message of the gospel,
每一个传福音的行动,
usually has already been prayed in your prayer closet.
常常是后面是有很多祷告的时间。
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'll take a deep breath. I won't try not to get too excited.
我要深呼吸一下，免得我太激动。
So intercessors carry people into the presence of Jesus where they cannot get under their own strength.
一个代祷的人是将无力来到神面前的人抬到神的面前。
Intercessors appeal, to God on behalf of people in danger of God's judgment.
一个代祷者是在神面前为着那些面对神永远审判危险的人代求。
And number three, intercessors identify.
第三个，代祷者是能够认同。
With the pain and guilt of the people that they're praying for.
是对那些有需要，那些被罪恶捆绑的人能够认同的。
Do you remember when God told Moses in Exodus 32 that he was going to judge the children of Israel?
记不记得神如何在出埃及记里面警告说他要怎样审判他的百姓？
They had made God very angry because they had created for themselves false gods.
因为他们创造了一个假神而让神很愤怒。
And Moses, God told Moses that he was going to judge them.
所以神就告诉摩西，他要审判这
群百姓。And what did Moses do? He began to intercede.
那摩西做什么呢？他就开始为这些百姓代祷。
He stood in the gap between the anger of God, the judgment of God, and the need of these people.
他就站在神的愤怒和神的百姓中间。
And he identified so closely with their need,With their pain,
他对于这些百姓他们的需要和痛苦，他很能认同。
That he said, Lord, blot my name out that they might survive, that they might live. Do you remember that passage?
他祷告说，主啊，你若肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
This is a type and a shadow, a picture of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross to come.
这好像预表主耶稣在十字架上为我们代死的情形。
Every intercessor, when he identifies closely with the need of the people that they're praying for,
每一个代祷者当他们深深地与他们所代祷的对象认同的时候
is living out a little picture of what Jesus did on the cross.
就会活出一个光景，像什么？就像主在十字架上的光景。
Someone that is so close to the need of others, the pain, the grief, the shame.
当我们真的很与我们所代祷的人接近，我们能够认同到他里面的痛苦跟破碎。
So close that they pray for those needs of someone else like they were their own pain.
他们的认同的程度到了一个地步，我们祷告的时候好像为我们自己祷告。
Mothers, fathers, have you ever had a child that was going through something really difficult?
做父母的，你有没有儿女经历一些非常艰难的光景？
Very painful.
非常痛苦的光景。
And your heart was gripped with pain.
以至于你的心也疼痛。
The same kind of pain that they were feeling, amen?
你可以深深地感觉到、体会到他们的痛苦。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗？
They wept.
他们哭泣。
And you couldn't help but weep yourself.
你也没有办法的，无法停止
的哭泣。They stayed up late at night worrying and discouraged.
他们深夜不能睡着，因为他们非常忧虑。
And so you stayed up late at night, worried.
你同样也不能睡着。
Asking God to do something, amen?
而要求神来拯救，不是吗？
This is intercession.
这是一个代祷者的生命。
Intercessors feel the pain and the danger that those people are going through.
代祷者能够深深体会他们所祷告的人所经历的。
This is what God does to help us. This is what God does to help us pray in an appropriate way.
这是神所做的好，让我们的代祷是有效率合适的。
In Romans 9, remember what the Apostle Paul said.
罗马书第九章，记不记得保罗怎么说的？
That he would be accursed for his kinsman's sake. Remember that passage?
是的，他说我为我的弟兄骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
Romans 9:3, for I would wish that I myself were accursed from Christ.
他说我愿意自己被咒诅与基督分离。
For my brethren.
为着我的弟兄。
This is an echo of the same kind of heart that Moses was praying.
这个灵就跟摩西代求的时候那个灵是一样的。
Amen?
Amen.
We have plenty of tears for ourselves, don't we?
我们的眼泪常常是为我们自己流的。
No tears for other people, though, sometimes.
却很少为别人流。
We weep over all our own problems.
我们为自己的问题哭泣。
You know a test to know, tell you how close you are to Jesus?
你要知道吗？我们怎么样可以检测一下我们与主的关系有多远或多近？
I'm going to get personal now.
现在好像有一点侵犯到每一个人的里面的
状况。Do you ever weep? Do you hurt? Do you feel grief over someone else besides your own needs?
你有没有曾经为着别人的需要而哭泣痛苦的？
Do you weep over other people?
你有没有为着别人而哭泣的？
When you're close, walking close with Jesus, feeling the heart of Jesus.
当你与主紧紧同行，你可以感觉到主的心。
Your heart becomes easily affected by the things that affect His heart. Amen.
那你的心就很容易被在主耶稣里面的事情所感动。
You don't even have to try. You just start praying for them.
你甚至不需要很努力了尝试，你就很自然的会按照主的心祷告。
But the Lord wants us to ask Him to come in and flow through us in that way.
主耶稣叫我们学习这样的祷告。
Now this brings us to our next point.
所以第四方面。
Number four, the fourth act of an intercessor.
讲到第四方面代祷者的情形。
Intercessors weep and grieve on behalf of the needs of other people.
一个真实的代祷者会为着他们所代求的人哭泣忧伤。阿门吗？
We are supposed to be more than just a recording of the good news.
我们不是只是记录一个好消息。
You know, we're kind of like sometimes we're just like little, we don't have these anymore, but you know, like little tape machines, right? A little cassette tape machine. Remember those back in the day, you guys?
记不记得我们以前有那个卡带录音机？
You push the button and the recording starts.
你按那个 play, 它就开始。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right?
我们就好像一个录音带在那里播放，神爱世人，甚至将他的儿子赐给他们。
Some of us can give a beautiful dissertation of the gospel.
有的人可以发出非常优美的宣告。
But God wants more than just a recorded message.
但是神要的不只是像录音机这样播放一个信息。
God wants more than just an echo of something you've already heard.
不是只是做一个回音或是一个重复
的宣告。The Apostle Paul said that we are supposed to be living epistles. Amen?
使徒保罗说我们应该是活的。我们是活的书信。
That our very lives are the embodiment of the compassion of God that's bound up in the good news of Jesus Christ.
是一个活的书信充满了基督他自己的馨香和爱的。
Jesus was the perfect incarnation of the Word of God, wasn't he?
主耶稣是那个完美的那个道化成肉身。
But we too are supposed to be a little incarnation of the love of God. Amen?
A living
epistle.
也是应该是那个活的话在肉身里出现是一个活的书信。
Well, let's look at a few verses about these intercessors that weep.
我们看看圣经中有几处的这个examples.
Example. So you see what's happening here. Intercessors pick up their friends to carry into Christ.
在这里呢，他们把他们的朋友抬起来带到主面前。
Intercessors stand in the gap when the consequences of sin are rushing in upon them and asking for God to give them more time.
代祷者在那里呼求神的怜悯，给这些要面对审判人多一点时间回转。
But in this process, The intercessor becomes so close and intimate with the people that they're praying for. That they enter into the very pain and hurt of their condition. Listen to this unusual prayer of the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 9:1. He cries out, Oh!
他说, oh,
that my head were waters,
愿我的头为水,
and my eyes a fountain of tears,
我的眼为泪的泉,
that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
Something so devastating was going on with the people of Israel at the time. It was such a desperate situation.
这么大的荒凉,
That Jeremiah felt that he didn't have enough tears to weep over it.
严重到一个地步, 耶利米觉得自己的眼泪都不够了。
Amen?
Amen.
Does your life reflect the need around you?
你的生命有没有反映你四周人的情形?
Lamentations 3:48-49. Lamentations 3:48-49. Again, the prophet Jeremiah.
在这里，耶利米这位先知又发出祷告。
My eyes overflow with rivers of water.
我的眼如下流如河。
For the destruction of the daughter of my people.
因我众民遭的毁灭，我就眼泪下流如河。
My eyes flow and do not cease.
我的眼多多流泪，总不止息。
Without interruption.
总不止息。
Have you ever had someone close to you go through something very hard?
你四周有没有与你关系很近的人，他们正遭遇非常艰难的环境。
And they couldn't help it; they just wept and wept.
所以他们就忍不住不停地哭泣。
That's a little bit about what we're talking about here.
Jeremiah 8:21
is another passage.
耶利米书8:21节又说道,
For the hurt of the daughter of my people,
因我百姓的损伤,
I am hurt.
我也受了损伤。
What a great passage.
这是何等好的一句话。
Because of the hurt of the daughter of my people,
因为我的百姓所受的伤害,
I am hurt.
我也受伤。
Do you hurt over the things that hurt those around you, the people that you love?
你会为着你所爱的人所受的伤害而觉得受伤吗?
If it doesn't, if they're hurt,
如果他们受伤,
doesn't hurt your heart,
他们的伤害对你没有影响的话,
you probably will never take that next step to really pray for them.
那你就很难真正的为他们祷告。Intercessors
number 5.
代祷者的第五个方面,
Intercessors close the breach between the church and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵与教会之间的那个间距拉近。Now
sometimes, as we've already said,
有的我们已经说过,
There are people that are making bad choices.
我们四周有人做错误的决定,
and the consequences
这个决定带来的结果,
of those bad choices, those sins,
这些罪,
are chasing after them.
会一直追着他们。
You know, what the scripture says, whatsoever a man sows, that he shall also reap.
一个人种什么就收什么。
And some people are busy planting the wrong kind of seeds in their life. Amen? And even though they don't want it, those seeds are producing fruit that is hurting them.
虽然他们并不希望有这样的事发生，但是所种的就长出那个果子，这些果子就伤害他们。
So the intercessor will stand in the gap and pray that God will slow that process down until they can come to their senses and make a good choice about Jesus.
所以代祷者有一个角色，就是站在他们 的地位，向神祷告，让这些果子成长的慢一点，好让他们能够早一点回转。
So sometimes the intercessor appeals to God that that process will slow down.
所以一个代祷者会求神，让这些成果成长的那个时间慢，对不对？那个成长的过程慢下来。
But another consequence of making bad choices.
但是呢，当我们做一个错的选择的时候
，of doing the things that God says not to do.
我们做神说不要做的事的时候
，is the Holy Spirit is grieved.
会让圣灵忧伤的。
His spirit is quenched.
然后他这个浇灭圣灵的感动
，and God's presence is withdrawn from our life.
慢慢神的同在就减少离开。
And in that those cases, the intercessor stands in the gap.
在这种状况里面，代祷者就站在这个破口
，and appeals in behalf of the people of God.
站在这位犯罪的人的地位向神呼求
，appeals in behalf.Of a child that is running away from the Lord.
所以像站在那个逃离开神、离开神的这个儿女的地位来代求。
They cry out and say, "Lord, don't withdraw your presence."
他们呼求说：“主啊，不要撤离你的同在。
”Don't withdraw your voice.
不要放弃你说话的声音。
Don't withdraw your blessing. Amen.
不要把你的祝福挪开。
Now, when I was a child, I was raised in the church.
我从小在教会里长大。
And even when I was trying to run from God,
即使我常常要从神面前逃离，
God was always pulling on me.
神总是在拉住我。
My mother would make me go to church.
因为我的妈妈要我一定去教会。
And God would just, I didn't want to be there.
我是不要去的。
But he kept on talking to me, kept on convicting me of my need to come to him.
但是神不断地向我说话，不断地在里面告诉我，我需要来到他面前。
And I took for granted the presence of God that was always pulling on me.
所以呢，我总觉得说，哦，神的同在总是会不断地保守我的。
But listen, after a time,
但是请注意哦，当我这样子情形有一阵子之后
，In my stubbornness running from God，
固执的我还是离开了神。
I came to a place where I could no longer hear that voice，
以至于我到了一个地步，我再也听不见神的声音。
I no longer felt that conviction，
也不再觉得神在里面光照我、感动我。
My heart was so hard， I was no longer sensitive to the voice of the Spirit。
我的心变得很刚硬，以至于我对圣灵不再敏感了。
Does anybody know what I'm talking about？
在座有没有人知道我在说什么？
Anybody?
Ever that happened to you?
And in those moments, I used to feel so alarmed. I go, oh my goodness.
所以当我落到那个光景的时候，我常常说，哦，我的天哪。
I have sinned the presence of God away from me.
我已经犯罪到个地步，神的同在都不在了。
Amen.
Amen.
God's presence, if we push him away, grieve him away, eventually he will withdraw from us.
当我们一直拒绝神，拒绝神，拒绝神，到个地步，他就让他的同在离开。
So hard in my sins.
在我们的罪恶里面是何等的不好。
But one day, the whole way I was thinking turned all the way around.
但是有一天呢，我的思想整个改变了。
I wasn't doing anything different.
你知道我并没有改变我生活方式。
Stubbornly pursuing my own way.
我还是很固执地追求我自己要追求的。
But hundreds of miles away.
但是呢，几百里之外。
Every day my mother was praying for me.
我的母亲天天为我祷告。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？Amen.
Amen 吗
？Weeping and crying and asking God to please.Bring her son home. Amen.
她在主面前哭泣，呼求说：“请把我的儿子带回来。”
My mother that had raised me in the church and had promise after promise written in her Bible about me.
我的母亲把我从在教会里带大，在为我带到的时候，她有在圣经里圈了许多神的应许，她用来向为我代求。
She told me that she felt like giving up, that God had turned his back on her promises.
他甚至有时候觉得神已经放弃我了，已经背乎自己的应许。
And she would lift her Bible up and say, "God, remember."
他就会把圣经打开来，指着这些应许说：“神，你记得吗？你记得吗
？”Remember how I prayed.
记得吗
？What you promised.
记得你怎么样应许我们的吗
？Amen.
Amen.
And suddenly, hundreds of miles away.
突然之间，我远在几百里之外。
The Spirit of God.
神的灵。
Got a hold of my heart.
抓住我的心
，and started pulling me back home, amen.
开始又把我往家的方向拉
，because my mother didn't stop praying for me.
事情之所以这样发生，因为我的母亲没有停止为我的祷告。
My mother didn't stop interceding for me.
她没有停止她的代求。
My mother didn't stop standing in the gap for me.
她没有停止站在破口之处向神呼求。
Do you have a son, a daughter running from God?
你有没有一个儿子或女儿是离神很远的？
A brother, sister,
或者你的兄弟姐妹，你的家人。
God has put you in the family that you're in.
神把你放在你现在的家里。
So your voice of prayer can make a difference. Amen.
所以你的祷告的声音能够有再带来改变。
Intercessors number six make a wall between God's people and their enemies.
第六点，代祷者建立一个坚固的墙，在神的百姓和仇敌之间。
Sometimes intercessors pick up their friends to take them to the presence of God.
很多时候，我们代祷把我们的朋友带到主的同在中。
And other times intercessors stand in the gap.
有的时候，我们是站在破口之处。
Between the enemy that is trying to bring death and destruction in their life.
站在那个仇敌就是要把死亡和毁灭带到我们朋友生命的。
Recently, I was praying for somebody. I was interceding for them.
最近我有为一些人代求。
And I, in my mind's eye, I could see myself carrying them to the presence of Jesus.
当我祷告的时候，我可以甚至可以看见我自己把他们抬起来带到神面前。
But suddenly, in that moment.
但是在突然之间呢
I realized that there was this dark force trying to get at that person I was praying for.
我突然明白说有一个黑暗的权势要临到这个我所代祷的对象。
And that what God was calling me to do
让神要出招我去做的事呢
was stand between the forces of darkness
就是站在黑暗权势
and that person that needed God's help.
还有我所代祷的对象中间。
And so I stood there and I rebuked that spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我就站在中间，我奉主的名斥责仇敌。
I took authority over that.
我用主的权柄。
I said stop in the name of Jesus.
我奉主的名吩咐那个黑暗的权势停下来。
Amen.
阿门嘛。
Do you remember the priest in Joshua? I think it is 3.
记不记得在约书亚记里面
the children of Israel,
有一个祭司。
The children of Israel are coming out of the wilderness.
那时候以色列人从旷野里出来。
And they're moving into the land of promise.
要进入那个应许的美地。
And the priests.
那祭司们呢
？What are priests? They're intercessors. Amen.
祭司就是代祷的人。
They picked up the ark and walked out into the Jordan River.
他们就抬起了约柜，来到约旦河边。
And the water stopped.
当他们脚一下到水边，水。约旦河的水
The flow of that river stopped.
约旦河那个湍急的水流
Until every last one of the people crossed over into the land of promise.
一直到每一个以色列百姓都经过这个河地到了应许之地。
Amen. Mothers, fathers, that's what our prayers are supposed to do for our kids.
弟兄姊妹，做父母的，我们为儿女的代祷就是应当这样。
We walk into that flooding, rushing river.
我们将我们的脚放进湍急的河流中。
And we make it stop.
使它停留下来。
We push it back.
我们把它推回去。
Until our children can get on over into the promise of God that He has for them. Amen.
直到我们的儿女平安的度过，来到神的应许美地。
They stood their ground on dry ground.
他们经过之地如行干地。
Till every last one of the children of Israel got into the promise.
一直到每一个神的儿女都登上了彼岸。
Amen. Does God have a promise for your children?
神向着我们儿女有没有应许？
For your husband, for your wife?
向着你的配偶有没有应许？
For your community?
向你四周的社区有没有应许？
God is looking for intercessors.
神在寻找代求者。
Somebody that will stand up.
那有人愿意起来。
And open their mouth.
用他的口。
And stand in the gap.
站在破口之处。
So the forces of darkness will be stopped.
所以那个黑暗的权势能够被挡住。
And others that are weaker and need help can get on over into the promise.
以致那些软弱的需要帮助的能够顺利的度过来到神的应许。
Amen. Do you remember when in, In the book of Acts, the apostle Peter had been taken into prison. Remember that day?
记不记得彼得怎么在使徒行传里他被逮捕的时候?
And the Romans were ready to kill Peter.
那个时候罗马兵要准备把他杀了。
But the church had been praying, it says, continually for him on his behalf.
教会彻夜不停止地站在他的位置上替他祷告。
And suddenly, right in the middle of that very dark prison,
所以就在那时在极黑暗的牢房里,
with those iron bars,
那些有铁牢的监房,
every one of those doors locked,
都锁上的监门,
suddenly an angel came.
突然天使出现。
The prayer brought God's angel.
And
opened every one of those doors and brought him out of that dark prison. Amen?
将每一道间门打开,
That's what our prayers are supposed to do.
这是我们祷告必须要成就的事。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗?
Ask whatsoever you will.
祈求的就必得着。
And he will give it to you. That's what he says. Whatsoever you will.
无论你们求什么就必得着。
And he will give it to you. Amen?
Amen 吗?
Do we believe God's word?
我们相不相信神所说的话?
Intercessors bind Satan and release the kingdom of heaven.
一个代祷者是捆绑仇敌,
Number seven.
释放天国的权势进来。
Intercessors bind the... What did the scripture say in the Gospels? Matthew 18?
记不记得马太福音18章怎么说的?
That we can bind... God has given us the keys of the kingdom... And that we can bind principalities in the heavens. We can shut doors in the heavens. And we can release the kingdom in the earth, open doors in the earth.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to lock a door before you can open another door. Amen? There are so many examples in the Gospels where people had a spirit of darkness was on them, a demonic spirit. And Jesus bound that dark spirit. And then the healing came. The healing came.
Amen.
The intercessor binds the strong man.
所以呢,代祷者是先捆绑那个壮士,
and by prayer and intercession opens the doors and looses the captives so they can go free. Amen?
借着代祷打开另外一扇门将神的医治和释放带进来。
This is what an intercessor does. In the name of Jesus, stop. I bind you, you evil spirit, in Jesus' name. We lock that door. And then in the name of Jesus, come forth. Salvation come forth. Healing come forth. Encouragement come forth. Amen? Are you using the keys of the kingdom?
你有没有用这把钥匙?
Jesus died on the cross so me and you can pray. Amen? Did you ever think of it that way?
你有没有想过, 主耶稣在十架上舍命, 好叫你我能够祷告了?
In the Gospel of Mark, when Jesus said it is finished,
在马可福音里, 主耶稣在十架上最后一句话说, 成了,
the first thing that happened was the veil in the temple from top to bottom was torn in two.
第一件发生的事就是圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
God was saying anyone can come in and approach the Father now through faith in the finished work of Christ. Amen?
裂开的幔子就是父神告诉我们说你们都可以来到我的面前了。
Any one of us, all of us now can go to the Father in our time of need.
你我任何人可以在有需要的时候来到父亲的面前。
And not just for our need, for our brother's need.
不仅是我们的需要, 以及我们弟兄姊妹的需要。
Okay, number eight, a lot of points.
第八点,
eight, intercessors not only pray, not only stand in the gap, not only push back the kingdom of darkness,
一个代祷者不仅是祷告, 不仅是拦阻仇敌的权势, 不仅是站在过口,
intercessors declare victory and the praises of God even before they can see that triumph and victory with their eye.
一个代祷者在得胜利来到之前能够站在信心的地位, 宣告主的得胜和赞美。
Have you ever had one of those moments where you'd prayed and prayed and prayed?
你有没有这样的经验，当你一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告的时候，
And God said, now stop praying.
神突然说，你不要再求了。
I want you just to give me thanks now.
我现在要你开始感谢。
It's already finished.
因为已经做成了。
It's already done.
已经做了。
Give praise, amen.
你现在只需要赞美我了。
Remember the children of Israel traveling into the promised land?
记不记得以色列百姓要进迦南的时候?
Sometimes they use swords and shields to defeat the enemy.
很多时候他们拿着刀，拿着剑，拿着盾，要抵挡仇敌。
And then sometimes, like in Jericho,
但是呢，有的时候，譬如说耶利哥城，
they just blew the trumpet of triumph.
他们只做一件事，就是吹得胜的号声。
A victory. And all the people shouted and praised God. And the walls fell down. Amen.
Amen.
There's a time to declare that God has done it. And this also is an intercessory act. Remember in the prophet Ezekiel, he saw all the dry bones. And God told him, declare to them. To declare the Spirit of God over them that would pull them all together and bring life.
宣告神的灵在他们身上, 让这些枯干的骸骨能够成为活的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Many different ways an intercessor interacts with the needs of people and releases the healing touch of the gospel.
所以一个代祷者, 当他为人代祷, 来释放神的得胜跟生命在他身上的时候, 有很多种的做法。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us. He is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us this morning. The book of Romans tells us the Holy Spirit lives within us.
罗马书告诉我们说, 圣灵就住在我们的里面,
groaning,
他在那里叹息,
interceding,
为我们代求,
teaching us how to pray.
也教我们如何祷告。
And when we as the believers agree with Jesus at the right hand,
当我们这些信的人与神的心来相合的时候,
and the Holy Spirit that has been left with the church here,
那在教会里的圣灵,
when that trinity of united intercession agrees,
当这三而一的神借着我们合一的时候,
answers come, amen?
神的祷告的答应就来到了。
That's what it means to pray in the Spirit.
这就是在灵里祷告的意思。
Jesus is praying for us today.
主耶稣今天为我们在父右边代求。
The Holy Spirit is yearning within us today.
圣灵在我里面不住的叹息祷告。
Wanting us to use our power and authority that is ours through the victory of the cross.
希望我们能够运用神在十架上的得胜的权柄。
And God is waiting for us to agree with our prayer.
然后父神在宝座上等着要与我们同心合一。
Amen.
阿们吗?
I believe with all my heart,
我全心相信,
that if we would practice what we have talked about this morning,
若是我们把我们今天所听见的付诸实行,
we would see incredible things happen in our church.
我们就会在我们教会中看见不得了的事情。
We would see incredible things happen in our family.
我们就看到在我们的家中发生奇妙的事。
And we could not contain it.
而我们甚至没有办法叫它停下来。
It would spill out into the streets, amen?
会泛滥到我们的社区里。
If you feel that God wants to reactivate this work and passion for intercession in your life,
如果你觉得你希望神启动或者重新启动你这里面代祷者的生命,
you know, the high priest, they went into the temple, the Holy of Holies.
你知道在旧约时代大祭司进到至圣所,
not only representing themselves, they represented, the high priest represented the whole, all the tribes of Israel. Amen?
大祭司不仅代表自己进去, 他代表12支派进去。
So they had 12 precious gems over his heart.
所以他有一个胸牌在前面, 这胸牌上面有12块宝石。
So when God saw the priest,
所以当神看见这个大祭司的时候,
he also saw the people.
他也看到以色列百姓12个支派。
And some of us have God has pressed precious gems into our heart.
在我们当中有人里面，神放了一个宝石在
这里。These are assignments.
这个他要你为这个宝石祷告。
These are people that God has called you to pray for in a special way. Amen.
这是神给你的功课和负担，要你为这个某人祷告。
But sometimes those precious gems, those callings to pray.
但有的时候这种祷告的呼召。
They can get lost in the busyness of life.
常常会因为我们太忙碌而失落了。
Amen. I remember years ago, Lucretia.
我记得好几年前我的太太 Lucretia.
She looked down at her wedding ring.
她一下注意到自己的结婚戒指。
And she noticed, oh my goodness, the diamond was gone.
她突然发现，哎呀，结婚戒指上的钻石不见了。
The main diamond of her wedding ring was gone.
她结婚戒指上那个最重要的钻石不见了。
Where did that precious gem go?
那个宝石到哪儿去了？
It could have been when she was folding clothes for the kids.
她可能她在折衣服的时候。
You know, doing the chores around the house.
在家中做家务事的时候。
She had no idea where it went.
她实在不知道那个宝石掉到哪儿去了。
But that's usually how those gems of intercession that God has assigned to us get lost.
这就是神每一次把一个代祷的负担放在我们里面，我们不小心就流失了。
God has called you, said, you know, Fisher, pray for that person.
譬如说神说 Fisher 啊，为某某人祷告。
You know, or he told you to another person to pray for your sister, pray for that, pray for your son, pray for your daughter.
或者神说为你的兄弟姐妹，为你的儿女祷告。
It's like a precious gem that God has just pressed into your heart.
当神这样做的时候，好像他把一个宝石放在你的心里。
God uses gems to represent His people, amen.
因为在圣经里，神用宝石来代表他的百姓。
Speak something of how valuable they are to him and how valuable they should be to you.
这就告诉我们，我们的价值在神和在我们心中应该是什么。
But just like my wife,
就像我的太太，
she got busy going,
她一忙起来就。
And that gem popped out and was lost, and she didn't know where.
就不知道在什么时候、什么地方那个宝石就掉了。
Have you lost your gem of intercession?
你是不是不小心丢了代祷的那个宝石？
That precious prayer,
那个宝贵的
for that person that you love and value so much.
为着你所爱的、你所看重的那个人代祷的那个宝贵。
Someone you used to faithfully pray every day for.
你以前曾经为某人常常祷告。
But you suddenly got too busy and you just have forgotten.
但是一不小心，你一忙碌就忘记了。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你了解我在说什么吗？
Some of you maybe have never done this.
那有些人也许从来就没有为过别人祷告。
And you need to find out what this is all about.
那你想要了解说代祷是怎么回事？
But others, I think, you have once practiced this life of intercession for those precious gems.
但是我们在座有一些人以前是常常为人代祷。
And God is saying, come back to me.
早晨神对你说回到我面前来。
That he knows where that stone is.
因为他知道那个宝石在哪里。
That precious jewel.
那个宝贵的石头。
And if you will submit to him, he'll put it right back where it's supposed to be, right in your heart.
你若愿意顺服，神可以立刻把那个宝贵的石头放回在你的心里。
Amen.
阿们吗？
God's waiting on us.
神正在呼召我们。
Our kids are waiting on us.
我们的儿女也在等待我们。
Our friends and community are waiting on us to pray.
我们四周的社区也在等待我们的代祷。
Will you let God do that?
我们会愿意让神这样来使用我们吗？
If you want God to do that in your heart, just raise your hand where you are.
如果你愿意让神来使用你成为代祷者，就举起你的手。
For your children, for your husband,
为
了
儿女，为你的配偶，
Amen.
为了家人，为了你的社区。
Now let me just say, it will mean that you will be inconvenienced.
但是这也表示说，有的时候我们会经历一些不方便哦。
You'll have a few tears for others, amen.
而且你在祷告的时候会为别人流泪哦。
And that's not always convenient.
对我们来说有时候不是很方便哦。
Well, let's pray. Let's pray.
让我们就来祷告。
God, you see your people here. You see all of us.
主，你看见我们。
God, you know where we've forgotten.
主，你知道我们所忘记的。
You know, God, where we have lost those precious gems.
你知道我们什么时候遗失了那些宝石。
Holy Spirit come, Holy Spirit come. We just ask you, God, reactivate that prayer in our heart.
圣灵，我们求你来重新启动。
God, we give you permission to keep us up late. ever so often with a prayer.
我们愿意有的时候因着带祷的缘故,
God, we give you permission to call us to skip a meal or two so we can fast and pray over our children.
为着我们的儿女, 为着我们所负担的人进食祷告。
But God, we ask you pour out the spirit of grace and supplication in this place.
主啊, 求你降下带祷者的灵。
Amen. Amen. Help us to love our brothers, our sisters, our family by praying for them, God.
叫我们因着爱的缘故,
Amen. Help us so, God, we just ask right now, reactivate.
主啊, 重新启动, 现在求圣灵来启动我们。
Help us to remember. Help us to remember, God, somebody that we used to pray for, but we have forgotten about them till just this moment. We remember.
让我们想起我们所遗忘的对象。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Now I want you to do something.
现在我要你们做一件事。
I want you to get a friend.
我要你找一个人。
Someone that you know that you're close to.
你蛮亲近的, 关系蛮亲近的人。
And tell them the person that you're supposed to be praying for.
告诉这个人你应当为谁祷告的。
Amen. Just say, hey, God reminded me, I'm supposed to be praying for somebody and I've forgotten about them.
告诉他说, 你知道以前曾经我都为某某人祷告, 但是我好久没为他祷告。
It'll help you not forget so quickly, amen? Amen?
这样就会帮助我们不会那么快忘记。
The sure way to lose what God is doing in this moment by the Spirit of God,
我们很容易让神的工作或圣灵工作被遗忘。
It's just to walk out those back doors and not do something with it.
就是我们在这里听见了, 想起来, 然后我们聚会结束出去了就忘了。
So if you can, if you're willing,
所以如果你愿意的话,
create a little bit of accountability through maybe with your husband, maybe it's a husband and wife that will help each other remember to pray for their kids.
为了让你有一个责任感, 你找一个人告诉他,
maybe it's two sisters that will remind each other that they should pray for their husbands.
也许是告诉你的配偶, 告诉你的儿女, 或者找一位肢体跟他分享。
Maybe it's two co-workers that will remind each other they should pray for their boss.
或者找你的同工, Amen. 为你们的老板祷告。
That could get touchy, right? But anyway, use the help of the body of Christ to help you remember.
用基督的身体帮助你记得神给你的托付。
All right, thank you for listening this morning.
谢谢你们早晨听我的分享。 Amen.